It is quite impressive to think about how much sound, soul, and sass can come from one person. All of that is then amplified by a huge arrangement of musicians to deliver what we know as Randa and the Soul Kingdom. Their third record, Put Your Hands Up, is your local feature record all week. Randa and James are with you right now. Hello, folks.
Oh, hey, Taylor.
Hello, Taylor.
Hello.
I feel like you were just here the other day, really.
It feels like that, doesn't it?
I'm very glad to have you back, though. Congratulations, the third record finally here.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
How are you feeling? Like, I mean, it's been a little while in the making, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time in the making. I think we started writing, well, I sort of started about 2016 on one with some ideas. And then, you know, James and I sort of started working on them a little bit more. And then, you know, then we recorded in 2018 and now we held on to it because of COVID. So it was always hard to know when to release it, you know. And then you'd wait for the year and then the end of the year would come and then you're like, oh, you can't really release it at the end of the year now.
and then we're like, oh, no, and we can't release it during Fringe or during Perth Festival. So
I think the release schedule is almost as hard as actually making the bloody thing, right?
Thanks for understanding.
I say as someone who doesn't make any music.
But you know, you I get so it. Know. Yeah.
I love that. Tell me, what's it been like? These songs have been with you for quite a while now, Randa. Mm. What's it like to revisit them and, I guess, like, put them to bed, essentially?
Yeah, it does sort of feel like that. It's kind of like, release, be free now. yeah, it's a nice feeling just to know that it's going to kind of go out there and, you know, people can, you know, hopefully it'll give them something, you know, that you just hope that, you know, it helps someone during whatever they're going through, or if they just feel like dancing, it'll help them to do that. Or if they want to, you know, there's different songs that one might, you know, make you feel a bit more sad, but that might be good for you at the time.
We've been talking about cathartic crying this
morning. Cathartic crying, yeah. You have been. Yeah. I was listening, yeah. So, you know, this is all part of just being human, isn't it?
For sure. Our music director, Matthew Perrett, was with me yesterday as he introduced our feature records. He referred to this as like a mirror ball of energy, which was like far better than anything that I've ever described you as. I'm sorry about that. But I've been thinking, and what came to the conclusion when I was listening through the record again yesterday, the thing that I love about this album, and really whenever I get to see Randa in the Soul Kingdom, there's like this deep vein or like power of positivity thing kind of happening. And I don't know if you intentionally do that in your music, but I suspect that that's something that you've been carrying around with you for quite a while.
Yeah, I would say overall, definitely. Partly because, you know, life is hard, isn't it? Let's face it. Mm. You know, we've all got our stories and we've all got our problems and our tribulations, you know. So, you know, I see music as just a realm to escape that. And if it can give you access to another sort of world, I think that's the purpose of it for me. You know,
for sure.
Everybody has a different take on it. Mm. And I guess, James, you sort of feel maybe something like that. Maybe.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I just ride along with Randa's energy, I think.
Yeah. It's hard not to, right?
Totally, yeah. One of my friends asked me a year ago, you know, Randa and I had been together for a few years, and he said, is Randa just this enthusiastic all the time? And I said, yeah, pretty much.
From the moment you wake up in the morning.
Well, this morning was a test, I must admit.
You say that, but you're all smiles right now.
But now, yeah. I'm fully warmed up now.
You're awake. James and Randa join you this morning. Randa and the Soul Kingdom are your local feature artists this week. Put Your Hands Up, the third record. James, I want to ask you, how do you approach sort of writing a song for this group? I mean, I know that Randa, you obviously heavily influencing all the lyrics and everything else that's going on with the song, but when you sit down to maybe write your parts or arrangements, how do you even start to unpack that?
So the writing process from a band perspective really started in 2018. Randa brought quite a few ideas and really had the kernel of every song. Some of them we sat down and we came up with ideas together. And then it was a process of just trial and error. Do you like this? Do you like that? Do you like this? Do you like that?
Which can be hard when you've got so many people in a band, right?
Yeah, yeah, it can take a while. So I think that was part of, you know, quite a lengthy writing process and finding the right parts. And a lot of the time Randa actually sings the parts for us. So that's kind of easy for me. Great, I'll just play that. And then there was tweaking and refining, and some of the ideas we got into the studio, and we just sort of threw a lot of stuff away and started from scratch and reworked things. So it was
scary, really cool. Right?
Yeah. It was a lengthy process, wasn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like that.
Yeah, I sort of feel like sometimes the writing process, you know, has different layers and different phases, and you know, where do you finish with one song? That's always how I feel. Like, even once it's released, some producer might come to you and go, I want to do a remix of this, and you're like, okay, well, now there's another phase for this song. There's another chapter.
A whole new life.
Speaking
of the recording process, I wanted to ask, when you're in sort of album writing or recording mode, are you sort of tuning out other music in the world, or is that a time when you really start to listen in to particular kinds of music?
Yeah. I open up the portal and I'm like, just let's just see what's happening.
Me.
Yeah. You know, because I really think like being creative is what it's all about, and I don't want to just be narrow-minded in that way. And I think this album, out of all of them, really reflects variety in the album. So I didn't want each song to sound similar to the last one. I didn't want it to be like, oh, you know, you can't really tell each song apart that much. I wanted each song to stand out as in its own right. And these days it's more about singles anyway.
Sure.
And not everyone hears an entire album these days, right? So I knew I wanted to release some singles, and I really wanted the songs to sound different from one another.
Yeah. And we've had some of those singles, 2048, Put Your Hands Up, Gonna Get Love as well. And it's been great to have those, but I'm really excited we get a whole album now to dig into. Just a couple of quick questions before I let you folks go. One of them being, I was reading through all the information that came with the release, and they sort of mentioned a lot of the people that you've worked with, Randa. One that Matt, our music director, and I were really curious about is Lionel Richie. What?
How did that happen? Yeah. It was just in the sense of like opening up for his concert. So a while back he performed at Sandalford Winery, and back then we were called Lysistrata. This was before we were signed to Freestyle Records, and you know, the label wanted us to change our name. So we did in the end. And I can imagine why, because even when we were announced by the MC for that Lionel Richie concert, he said, "List and welcome now, Listeria." And I was like, no.
This wasn't around the time of the Listeria outbreak, was it?
Probably.
It was in his head, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. People start throwing frozen bags of vegetables at you. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to take one of the tracks from the record now, and I like that you talked about there being variety, because this to me is like the soul ballad of the album. I don't know if that's a fair thing to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of a love song as well, right?
Yeah, it's a love song about James. It's about, you know, which I think a lot of people can relate to, just like how difficult it is to find, you know, a good person, you know, someone who has a heart of gold, or someone who's the salt of the earth. And also from a female perspective, you know, a lot of women only have a window to find that person and you know, maybe have kids if that's what they want to do. I mean, I never wanted to do that. But I sort of was talking from that perspective of some women. And after losing my mum, I wanted to sort of pretend I was kind of speaking to her, but also that I wanted it to be from a perspective of a female who only had this window to find someone.
Yeah.
So, because I had so many women, so many friends, and so many people I knew who were suffering from this problem, and just couldn't find anyone the right person to have children with. So I just wanted to relate it to that.
Yeah, love song to James, but also just to kind of everybody.
Yeah,
out there
to everyone
going
else.
Through that, really.
Yeah.
On Breakfast, this is Randa and the Soul Kingdom with Find a Good Man. Randa, James, thank you so much for being on Breakfast, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Taylor.